Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Shoot your right hand towards the altar. Say 2024.
Here I come.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the
2024.
Here I come.
By the power
of the Holy Ghost.
Release my next level.
My health.
My helpers.
My marriage.
My money. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, celebrate God. Lift up your two hands. Father, we thank you for the blessing. Thank you for trusting us with life. You are a good God. We thank you. In the things we trusted and in the things we did not trust in, you revealed yourself. You helped us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Tonight, reveal yourself again through the preaching of your word, that our joy will be complete. In Jesus' name, go ahead, clap your hands. Resume your seats in heavenly places. Glory be to God. I just said glory be to God. Amen and amen. God bless you for joining us this night to cross over into a brand new year. Amen. Because you are here tonight, you will live to see next year, 31st of December. Because you are here tonight, anyone that was your enemy this year, they will be defeated next year. Because you are here tonight, God is going to shift you from the place of lack and scarcity, and he's going to give you abundance in the name of Jesus. I sense in my spirit that God is about to shift somebody from becoming a tenant to your own landlord and a landlady in the name of Jesus. Next year, by this time, somebody, you will travel the world, because the heavens will be open and God will show you favor. The enemy planned that you'll be sick next year, but God has cleared our year of open reward. The blessing of God will announce your business. It will announce your family. I don't care the darkness on your life, but the blessing of the Lord will bring you to light. It will bring you to light. Go ahead, clap your hands and celebrate God. Hallelujah. Amen. Open reward. Shout open reward. You see, the word of God, the Bible said, is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Once you receive the word of God this night, you will be able to navigate through every unfamiliar terrain of 2024. I promise you that once the word of God enters your spirit, you will not stumble. You will not fall. You will not make mistakes. In 2024, you will not have regrets. Shout a living amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 17 to 18, the Bible says, "But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face." 18 says, "So that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret." That's where my emphasis is. "But to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." I prophesy 2024, your year of open reward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me, no matter how private your dealings are with God, God will always cause your reward to be public in order to validate you and in order to distinguish you from other people. It is the style of God to publicly announce your achievement as a result of your faithfulness to him. I see in the coming year that God will shine his light on your life. For every eye to see his reward in your life. Come on now, for every private prayer you pray, God is about to give you a public answer. For every act of kindness, the help you help people that nobody knows about, God is about to reward you. For every soul you have won, for every worship, for every discipline, get ready because God shall reward you openly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, shout amen. The Bible gave an account of Jesus and Peter in Luke chapter 5. The Bible said Peter was at the seashore and he toiled all night but caught no fish. He toiled for nothing. That's how many of you hearing the sound of my voice, that's how your 2023 is. You work hard but for nothing. You toil, you struggle but for nothing. Peter toiled all night. He caught no fish. It was like a vain labor, working for nothing. Every morning people see that you wake up in the morning, you go out there, but you come back with nothing. That was the story of Peter. He toiled all night and he caught no fish. But the Bible said, though he struggled, though he toiled for nothing, he met Jesus, and Jesus said, I want to use your boat to preach to people. He said, go ahead, you can use my boat. And after Jesus used his boat to preach, Jesus decided to reward him. It was a private negotiation that I want to use your boat to preach to people. But here was Jesus about to give Peter a public reward. The Bible said, after he finished preaching, he spoke to Peter and said, cast your net to the deep. And after Peter did that, Bible said his net began to break because the fishes were too many. Next year, somebody will have a net breaking miracle. You are not hearing me. You will have a net breaking miracle. Though you struggle in 2023, you did not give up on God. Though you went through tough times, you did not give up on God. Look at you. You thought that you can't worship God, but here you are in the presence of God. Next year, I promise you in the Holy Ghost, you will have a net-breaking miracle. Come on, shout yes. He was in tough times, but he trusted God. You sometimes in 2023, you cast your net and it looks like your net, the spaces are too big. God, you draw your net, you catch nothing. It looks like all the fishes are escaping. Now you decide to make your net small. Only if you want my 1,000, you can't even account for it. But when Jesus rewarded him, he had a net breaking miracle. Bible says he had to beckon his friends that come and help me to draw this net. Somebody hearing the sound of my voice, I know you suffered in 2023. Things were tough, many disappointments. But hear the word of the Lord. 2024, as the Lord lives, you shall have a net-breaking miracle. You shall have a net-breaking miracle. I perceive in my spirit in the coming year, no evil will be too powerful to hold back your reward. God is about to reward you openly in the name of the Lord Jesus. I perceive your days in the coming year to be full of net-breaking miracle. Does somebody say you have no idea? I am entering my miracle in the name of Jesus. When you believe the word of God, clap your hands and celebrate God. I stretch my hands over you tonight as a servant of the living God, and I declare, receive your open reward. I stretch my hands over your business and I declare, miracles, miracles, miracles in the name of Jesus. I stretch my hands over you and I ask heaven to favor you. May favor fall on you tonight. Favor for awards, favor for promotion, favor for profit in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands and shout, that is my portion. Jesus said, and your Father who sees in the secret, he will reward you openly. I have good news for you. Once God says he will reward you, he will surely reward you. Because God is not the man that he will lie, neither the son of man that he will repent. Has he not said it, will he not do it? Has he not spoken, will he not make it good? He is the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for him. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forevermore. What God did yesterday, he is able, capable. He has the capacity to do today. I came to tell that whatever thing God says, he will do in your life. He will surely do it. And next year by this time, you will count your blessings. You will name them one by one. You will tell of the goodness of the Lord. Come on, shout a believing amen. I feel the power of God. Somebody here, your curses are breaking tonight. Hey, every curse over your head, I prophesy, is breaking tonight. Every chain on your feet, I prophesy, is breaking tonight. I see supernatural speed coming upon your life. It does not matter who went ahead of you. I see the power of God causing you to run and overtake in the name of Jesus. Come on, receive it tonight. If you clap your hands, grace is coming upon you. Sit down for 1 minute. Open reward. Is God's loud statement of his recognition of your commitment to him. The proof that God has recognized you and is satisfied about your commitment to him is that he will bestow on you an open reward. Shout an open reward. You know, there are certain blessings you can hide, but there are certain blessings, even if you are hiding it, they're going to scream. All your neighbors will know that you bought Lamborghini. Okay, you don't understand Lamborghini. You bought Toyota Camry. Hello? How can you hide Range Rover? Especially the yellow color. Hello? You say, for me, I'm hiding from my neighbor. So, and then you come and park yellow Range Rover. Hot yellow Range Rover. Hello? You say, for me, I'm hiding my pregnancy. Continue. There are some blessings you cannot hide. That blessing is coming upon you. God is going to cause your business to expand. You branch in multiple dimensions. Your business is small. It's in your bedroom. But next year by this time, you have 16 branches. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive that capacity. Receive that anointing. Come on, shout yes. God is giving you an open reward. Can I prophesy? Next year by this time, as the Lord is still on the throne, you will buy your own car. No, listen. Some people who are strangers here, they are just looking at me. This is not our number. A lot of people have traveled. Some people are still here. They have visa in their passport. I prophesy, as the Lord lives, there shall be a shift in your life. Receive that fire. Receive that fire. Receive that fire. I see the headship anointing. You will be the first to cross the line of poverty. Come on, shout yes. You will be the first to travel to the United Kingdom. You will be the first to build a story building house. Receive that capacity. Receive that anointing. Any witch in your family, as we cross over, let them die by fire. Somebody said, die by fire. Listen to me tonight. Any altar that receives blood, that receives libation to circumvent, to sabotage, anytime you take one step forward, the altar pushes you back. Let God be true and every man a liar. We cry out from this altar. Let the altar catch fire. Shut us a catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and celebrate. The proof that God has recognized you and is satisfied with your commitment to him is that he will open his hand and put on you an open reward. Can I tell you something? It is in the nature of men to easily judge you and set themselves above you. That's human beings. For them to feel good, they will tell themselves that they are better than you. Hello? They think that should anything good happen, it should start with them first and not you. Do I have a witness in the house? They think because they are more connected to great people than you and have certain physical advantages, it's automatic that you will keep begging them before you eat. 2024, the tables will turn. Oh, you are not. I said the tables will turn. I said the tables will turn. Those who look down on you, they shall begin to look up to you. Those who ignore your calls, they'll beg you to call you. Receive the fire. Come on, shout yes. Men see the outward appearance, but the God you and I serve, he sees secrets. The thing that they are holier than you, the thing that they are more prayerful than you, in fact, because of your strategies, that's for you. The God is finished for you. They have concluded on you. But hear me, the God who knows your heart, the God who hears your prayer, you are not able to pray for 1 hour, but you pray for 5 minutes, that God will give you open reward. I said that God will give you open reward. Is somebody hearing me at all? Though you have been rejected, God has accepted you. God will use your life to make a statement that he is Ogakpatakpata. He is the monarch of the universe. Is somebody hearing me at all? He is the sovereign Lord. He does not sit in meeting before he will bless your life. Is somebody hearing me at all? The Bible said the last shall become the first. I don't care where you are in life, but you shall appear at the front line. The Bible said the stone that the builders have rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. Mama, God is about to blow your mind. God is about to lift you up. God is about to do you good. Come on, shout and believe in amen. I prophesy in 2024, starting from tomorrow, those who look down on you begin to look up to you. In 2024, God shall change your story. He will disappoint the expectation of those who judge you. Is somebody hearing me at all? Now, God, people don't even say they are judging you. The way they look at you, when you say good morning, you know that you are finished. But before you say good, you say good morning, because even the color of your skin will change. You don't believe God. I say you don't believe God. Even the color of your skin, it will change. Today you have flat stomach. Next year by this time, you have pot belly. Listen, when God touches you, something must change in your life. Hello? How can God touch you and you remain the same? Sister, that thing that you say you are doing, diet, it will change you. God, your belly will come. Too much comfort in his presence, that is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. I see God is about to blow your mind. 2024 is your year. You will not die, but you will live and declare the wonders of the Lord. Come on, shout yes. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Sit down for 1 minute. Amen. As for you, every promise you have received, it shall be fulfilled. Doors shall begin to open to you on every side. You shall enter into new doors. Praise the Lord. When God sends someone, the prophet, and asks him to go install a king for the people of Israel, the Bible says when he entered into the house of Jesse, he saw the firstborn, handsome looking guy. He said, this guy looks like God will choose him. He almost poured the oil, and God said, no, you can't pour oil on this guy. You are judging by the outward appearance. God said, you are a prophet. Behave like one. You know, sometimes when people look at you, because of the advantages they have, you see, even in church, when you greet some people, they don't respond. God, they know you will make it, but not now. But they are not your God. They know making there, you will make it, but not now. Under 24 hours. Lift up your right hand. Under 24 hours, may your light begin to shine. May your star appear in the east. May people with substance bring you gold, bring you frankincense, bring you myrrh. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord change your story. Oh, may the Lord change your story.
May the Lord change your story in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout yes.
Sit down. The oil entered the house of Jesse. He was going to put the oil on the head of Eliab. God said no. Nobody remembered David. But David was at the wilderness, pleasing God. Hello? In your little corner, someone asks you, I've not eaten today. Can you give me something? And then your last, oh, you give your last. But the person thinks that you have more at home. No one knew about it, but God knows. Is somebody hearing me? So someone call you, I need school fees. Oh, school fees. So I'll call you back. You go and borrow and give to them. Then later you go and pay. Nobody knows, but God knows. Hello? People saw that you fell in sin, but you went back to your room. Say, Father, forgive me. It's me again, oh. Forgive me. God has forgiven you. You know it, but they don't know. Is somebody hearing me? They are still talking about your past. God is about to give you open reward. Is somebody hearing me? So the oil bypassed the head of 6 people. And someone said, is there not any other person in this house? So, hey, we forgot. His name is David. David. He's with the sheep. He said, no, let him come. We will not sit until he comes. When he came, he poured the oil. He said, did not the Lord anoint you or chose you to be captain over his people? 2024, contract will miss the head of people. And those contracts will be given to you. You are not ready. Projects, UN projects, will miss the head of people. And those projects will be given to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, appointment will miss people. And they shall be given to you. Money will leave the hands of people. And it shall come into your account. Who is ready this tonight? I prophesy, let the oil of riches, the oil of promotion, the oil of greatness, let it locate your head. Let it locate your head. Let it locate your head. Come on, shout and believe in amen. David was rejected. They say he was the son of a side chick. Hello? All his brothers belong to one father, one mother. Only David came as a result of another woman. What we call today as well, side chick. He was rejected. He was not at home. He does the hard work, but God chose him. The fact that men have rejected you does not mean that's God's statement about your life. Is somebody hearing me? The fact that they insulted you, gossip about you, it does not mean that is God's word for your life. Next year they'll see you standing tall in the place of power and prominence. They'll ask you, how did you arrive here? You say, my God has given me open reward. May that be your story. May that be your story. May that be your story. Clap your hands and celebrate God. Sit down for 1 minute. Favor will escape some people, but that same favor will find you. Number 2, open reward is the manifestation of the glory of God on the life of a believer. Hear me. The Greek meaning of the word glory is wait. Shout wait. Shout wait. When God grants you open reward, he adds weight to your name, weight to your career. Your weight determines what you can have and what you can keep. Is somebody hearing me? Your weight of value before God determines what you do in the secret to please God. Lack of weight is what makes some people try to have some things and they lose it. I will explain. This year, when your name is mentioned, people even spit. So when we are calling men, when we call men, you are calling this one. But next year, by this time, when your name is where people will stand. Because weight has been added to your name. Your name will begin to open doors. Are you hearing me at all? Life is about weight. Your value determines what comes into your life and what you can keep. There's a gentleman who came to me and said, Pastor, many years ago, I joined this church. I prayed to God for God to bless me. And I pray. He said, Pastor, God opened door for me, but I was foolish. So when the money came, the money was driving me. I was calling friends. We'll go and chill. Labadi Beach. The Kaswa one. Bojo Beach. Beach, all the beaches. He went to spread the money. I even saw him one time on his status. But who am I? I passed. He was chilling. When the money got finished, sense came back to him. And when he was telling, I said, wait. You don't have weight. You see, 100,000 Ghana cedis is making your knees to shake. You don't have weight. There are some people here, they have $5 million, but they are cool. Some of you, when $5 million hit your account, you go mad. You just go mad. Shout, wait. May God give you weight. Is somebody hearing me? God can give you some money, and if you don't go and report yourself to the police, you'll be in trouble. Weight will make you cool. Even though God will keep lifting you up. Is somebody hearing me at all? Every day you are in a white shirt. The people can't figure you out, but they don't know that you have divided Ghana into six, and one seat is in your pocket. Oh, give the Lord a clap of it. Shout, wait! There's a family in Ghana. They said that they will buy a quarter of Ghana. They are into real estate. They went to Abokobi. They bought greater portion. Land, they say, land, the people say they will not sell. They give them money more than they will say no. So we'll give you this. He said no. Then they add. So okay, you bring it. In their mind, they said they will buy a quarter of Ghana. Take your portion. Ghana is getting finished. Shout, wait. May the Lord give you weight. I say, may the Lord give you weight. From today, nobody will mention your name for anyone to ridicule you. Because they will recognize the reward of God in your life. Come on, clap your hands and celebrate. You receive open reward, other people get excited for them. Yes, some other people become bitter, hateful, envious. Some of them will cross over. Are you hearing me at all? Their hatred will move them to devise how they can hurt you and possibly destroy you. They don't understand why God chose you and not them. They then conspire to plan to reduce you. The brothers of Joseph said, here comes the dreamer. Let's kill him and see what will become of his dreams. What they don't know is that when God exalts you, no one can reduce you. Is somebody hearing me at all? I pray for you in the name of Jesus. They shall surely plan against you, but their plan shall not stand. They shall come against you in one way, but they shall flee before you in seven ways. David said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, my enemies and foes, came up to eat my flesh, they stumble and they fell. 2024, when they come to you to hurt you, they shall fall. 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 Come on, shout yes. I prophesy, the hand of the Lord that lifted you up, the same hand will keep you lifted. The hand of the Lord that brought you into riches, the same hand will keep you in riches. From today, nobody can take what belongs to you. Come on, shout a believing amen. Hallelujah. I'm about to finish preaching. There is no open reward without secret work done behind the scenes. It is the pleasing of God in secret that birth open reward. Are you there? In the coming year, you want to go ahead and please God. You want to go beyond worshiping God and serving God. Can I tell you something? You worship God, it is good. You lift up your hands, say, Father, I thank you. I love you, it is good. But go beyond lip service. Worshiping God with your mouth and serve God with your life. Hello? At the end of every year, tell God that, God, at least I've won one soul for you. I've changed the mind of somebody who wanted to go to Mami Wata or demonic altars. I've changed their mind to you. You must begin to go past worshiping God to doing what? Serving God. Give the Lord a clap of it. In 2024, you want to go beyond having wishes and having faith in God. It's good to say positive things about yourself. That, oh, I'll surely make it. I'll surely make it. But can I tell you something? Wishes will not take you anywhere. It takes faith in God. Give the Lord a clap offering. Rise to your feet. Can I see the countdown? I need you to put on the light of your phone. Put on the light. Can I have the countdown on the screen? Put on the light of your phone. Your light will shine in 2024. Begin to open your mouth and blast in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, say, I will make it. I will make it. I will make it. Here comes 2024. Put on your phone light. If you don't have a phone light, just wave your hands. Your light will shine. Money will locate you. Power will locate you. In the name of Jesus, grace will locate you. Marital doors are opening. In the name of Jesus, money is locating you. I see doors opening in the spirit. Sickness is leaving you right now. What people call bad luck is leaving you right now. Shame is leaving you right now. Stagnation is leaving you right now. Pain is leaving you right now. Regret is leaving you right now. In the name of Jesus, as you put on the light of your phone, I see great people locating you in 2024. In 2024. And it is 8. You
made a way. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.